Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood anti-anxiety stoic. Ever feel like you're constantly on autopilot? Like you're rushing from one thing to the next, barely pausing to catch your breath, let alone check in with yourself? Yeah, me too. It's easy to get swept up in the whirlwind of modern life and forget that taking time for self-reflection is crucial, not just for sanity, but for actual growth. That's what we're diving into today, building a safe space for introspection, where you can honestly assess your thoughts, feelings, and experiences without judgment. Think of it like carving out a cozy corner in your mind, a sanctuary dedicated to self-discovery and evolution. We'll explore why this is so important, how to create that haven, and the incredible benefits it brings. Now, I know what you're thinking. Dylan, easy for you to say. You're probably meditating on a mountaintop in your spare time. Okay, maybe not literally, though that does sound pretty amazing. But honestly, it doesn't have to be some grand spiritual retreat. It can be as simple as 5 minutes of quiet contemplation before bed, journaling for 10 minutes first thing in the morning, or even taking a mindful walk in nature. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your journey to creating this safe space. First, recognize the value of silence. Our world is relentlessly loud, notifications buzzing, news cycles spinning, social media feeds constantly updating. It's exhausting. Making time for quiet, for just being with your thoughts, can be incredibly rejuvenating. Ever notice how much clearer you feel after a good night's sleep? That's because your mind had the space to process and organize itself. Silence is your mind's natural reboot button. Second, ditch the judgmental inner critic. We all have that voice in our head that whispers doubts and critiques, sometimes even harsher than we'd ever speak to a friend. But remember, you're not trying to achieve perfection. You're simply trying to understand yourself better. Treat your inner thoughts with the same kindness and compassion you'd offer a loved one. Third, be present in your experiences. Mindfulness isn't just about meditation, it's about actively engaging with the present moment. When you eat, savor each bite. When you walk, feel the ground beneath your feet. When you talk to someone, truly listen to what they're saying. This helps you appreciate the small things and reduces stress by keeping you grounded in the now. Fourth, explore different self-reflection techniques. There are tons of ways to delve deeper into yourself. Journaling, meditation, guided imagery, talking with a therapist, even simply taking solo walks and observing your surroundings. Experiment and find what resonates with you. And finally, remember that growth is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity and times when you feel stuck. That's all part of the process. Celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom of 2 juggling work, household chores, and social commitments. She feels constantly overwhelmed, like there's never enough time to breathe, let alone check in with herself. One day, she decides to carve out 15 minutes each morning for quiet reflection before the chaos begins. She sits with a cup of tea, closes her eyes, and simply observes her thoughts and feelings without judgment. At first, it feels awkward, like trying to tame a wild animal. But gradually, Sarah notices a shift. Her mind becomes calmer, her perspective clearer, and she starts making more conscious decisions throughout the day. She even begins to enjoy those quiet moments, realizing that they're essential for her well-being. See? Creating this safe space doesn't have to be complicated. It's about making small, intentional choices that prioritize your mental health and self-growth. Remember, you deserve to feel calm, in control, and courageous. So, what will you do today to cultivate your own sanctuary of self-reflection? Choose one small step, even 5 minutes of quiet time, and commit to it. Share your experience with me on social media, using the hashtag #AntiAnxietyStoic. I'd love to hear how it goes. And remember, stay calm, stay strong, and keep growing. Until next time, peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.